Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Happy Friday. Welcome to The Upswing. Did I hear that forecast right? Tuesday, 62 degrees. Nothing like the great Wisconsin winter. It's getting better and better as we go on. So last Friday, we talked about craft beer on The Upswing. Today, it's mainly craft soda. A friendly reminder, if I can, all past Upswing shows are on WTMJ.com. All past WTMJ shows are available on WTMJ.com, too, and wherever you get your podcasts. A big thank you also for all the outreach, all the messages, and all the emails. This weekend, I promise I have a bunch of emails that are long, and I need to take time to get back to people. So those are all in my drafts, and I'm going to tackle those, I promise. The CEO of Sprecher Brewing Company is Sharad Chadha, and he came to Milwaukee in the mid-1990s, earning his MBA at the Lubar School of Business at UWM in 1998. And then he climbed various corporate ladders of success through international companies like ABB, GE Healthcare, Electrolux, and most recently, Samsung, where he was vice president of services, consumer electronics, and home appliances. All of these corporate steps kind of walked him up to Sprecher, a brewery that was founded in 1985 in Glendale, Wisconsin, by Randy Sprecher. Path and origin stories just truly fascinate me. So whenever we have the opportunity to talk to CEOs that have kind of risen through the ranks and now are in the entrepreneurial game, we're going to learn a lot and we're going to get some amazing insights as we talk with Sharad later in the show. We're all going to talk all things soda. You know, what's the future of soda? On yesterday's show, if you tuned in, I talked a bit with Martin Moore and Steve Glynn, and we talked about our relationships with soda, and we all agreed that lower sugar, more innovative, active, clean ingredients, and bigger, more bold flavors is kind of where the industry's going. But today we're going to hear it straight from the source and get the lowdown on, you know, what's driving the innovation in the alternative sugar game? Bigger, bold flavors, sour flavors. There's a ton of things happening in the space, and we're going to hear it from the guy who is in the thick of it each and every day. So I walked down the aisle of one of my favorite grocery stores the other day, and it is just, there are so many new soda brands and flavors. It's almost overwhelming. And then you look right next door, or the aisle up, it's all waters and flavored waters. Like, the selections is almost overwhelming. So we're going to hear from Sharad too, like, how do you break through? How do you create allegiance, and how do you really position yourself in a world that is kind of changing so quickly and always adding new products? Soda's a fabric of our society. If you remember back, what was it, last year, I think, when Culver's switched from Pepsi to Coke? I mean, it was an event. It was like something people talked about for like 2 or 3 days. And just yesterday, Milwaukee World Festivals announced that it had extended its relationship with Pepsi through 2030. And Pepsi will continue to be the official drink of Summerfest. We'll also have all of its products served at events throughout the season at Henry Meyer Festival Park. The Super Bowl, if you recall, featured Poppy, an ad from a new player in the soda world, and it claimed that it was the future of soda. I want to play that spot because it'll set the tone for what we're going to talk about upcoming in the show.
You are a human on Earth. And throughout all of humanity's existence on Earth, there have been ideas, strides, and accomplishments. Some have been enormous. Some have been small and personal. And others have been revelatory. A simple change that redefines everything we thought we knew. For example, this will be the last moment you ever think of soda as being a dirty word.
Soda!
As being bad for you, filled with unclean ingredients and unnecessary sugar. Because this is Poppy, and Poppy is soda. It tastes like soda, looks like soda, smells like soda, and fizzes like soda. Because it is soda. It will be the soda your kids and grandkids think of when they think of soda. And that's because this soda has none of the bad stuff. Instead, it has all of the flavor. Poppy is the next chapter in the story of soda. The future of soda is now, and it's called Poppy.
I'm not going to lie, I love the ginger lime poppy. It's pretty spot on with what it's done. But the future is here for soda, but on a local Wisconsin level, innovation and commitment to local ingredients has been brewing for years. We're going to hear about all things soda and more from Sprecher Brewing Company CEO Sharad Shadha coming up next on The Upswing. Welcome back to the Friday edition of The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We're talking all things soda with the CEO of Sprecher Brewing Company today. Sharad, welcome to The Upswing. Thanks for taking time out of your morning to be with us.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me, and congratulations on your new gig. Really exciting.
Upswing. Thank you. So talk to us, please, about kind of the path that led you and the team to purchasing Sprecher Brewing Company.
You know, my American dream came true when I bought Sprecher with the group of investors. And it's everybody's American dream to, you know, if you can be an entrepreneur, create jobs and own a local business and sell great soda, happiness in a bottle and great beer. Of course, my path, like everybody, meandered through. I was born and raised in India.
Okay.
Came here for graduate school, as you mentioned, at UWM.
Did you have family in Milwaukee, or what was the connection to Milwaukee that brought you here?
That's a funny story. My mother's cousin worked at UWM as a professor, and we didn't know anyone in America from India. I was in New Delhi, raised there, and got into the plane at 72 degrees and got out at minus 20, and he picked me up at the airport, and I thought I was going to die, and I made it. But it's been great. My wife's from here. My son goes to Marquette High, so it's been a great journey.
Okay, great. And you started out your career in various corporate roles. How did the corporate roles prepare you for what you're doing today? And did you know early on in your career, hey, this is what I want to do?
I always had a dream to be an entrepreneur, but coming from India as a student, and then the easiest path is to get a job in a big corporation. And I started with ABB and General Electric, GE Healthcare, Electrolux, Samsung. Great training grounds, learned a lot, was posted all over the world. And it's great to learn different skills of business. But my dream was to have my own. And this creating jobs and making something great. And that's how I met Randy Sprecher, and I'd known him socially, and I met him at a social gathering at one of the weekends when I was back home. And he was in his 70s and wanted to retire. And I said, hey, if I put a deal together, will you sell it to me? Next morning, he calls me on a Sunday, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I must have had too much to drink last night. Now I got to put this deal together. And we did. It took 7-8 months, but January 2020, we bought Sprecher Brewing Company. It was the best day of my life.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, serendipitous conversations often lead to where we're meant to be in life. That's amazing. So from a size standpoint, where was the business in 2020 when your team took it over?
You know, it was always a great local brand. Sprecher is like a, you know, really solid local brand of beer and soda, the first craft breweries since Prohibition, Randy Sprecher started. But it was local. It was in some regions, and it was in a few states. We had about 50 employees. Now we have tripled the size of the company. We're about 150 employees. We are in 49 states, just exporting, I found out this morning, to Canada and hopefully to New Zealand and Australia. So we are trying to be a little Wisconsin company that can. Sure.
Nice. So how do you assess kind of the organizational needs when you take over a family-run and operated company? What are the unique challenges there?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know where to get started. It's totally different. And it doesn't hit you till you are in that chair. And you come from a big company. So I'll tell you a story that explains it very well. When we bought it, 2 weeks into it, the accountant came to me and said, hey, you know what? We got to do payroll. And I'm like, okay, yeah, do the payroll. Why are you coming to me? He says, no, there's not enough money in the bank. So I said, oh, my gosh, that's my responsibility. I had to transfer the money from the investor account into the checking. The point being, at 20, 30 years in corporate America, I didn't know where my paycheck came from. GE Treasury or Samsung Treasury, it always showed up on Friday. And here it's my responsibility. I am responsible for 50 families and their well-being and the company. And that's the difference. And you got to wear multiple hats. You're on radio at 6:20 with you today, and I'm going to go back and do some cleanup and get for a board meeting. And it's everything in the middle to meet investors and sometimes make soda and beer in the meantime.
Nice. And always keeping your eye on the future of the company. And Sprecher's definitely been on an acquisition binge of sorts. I want to discuss that and a whole lot more with the CEO from Sprecher Brewing Company, Sharad Chadha. After the break, thanks for joining us. This is The Upswing. We're back. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Happy Friday. Welcome back to Sharad Chadha, who is the CEO of Sprecher Brewing Company, located right here in Metro Milwaukee in Glendale. So is root beer still the lead product in the portfolio? And what's the criteria for a root beer to be a root beer?
Yeah, for us, the root beer is the main, is our flagship product. We were rated the number one root beer in America by New York Times. We also won the number one in a blind taste test last year with 20 others. So we take that very special. It's our secret sauce, of course. It has great botanicals and flavoring. But what differentiates Sprecher, Jeff, is we brew our root beer with the sugar and the honey, which is locally sourced in the same kettles we brew our beer in. And that caramelization of the honey with the flavors and the botanical, what differentiates us from the rest, and that's why it's the best.
Yeah. So root beer is historically made from the root of the sassafras. And is that an active ingredient in Sprecher root beer, or is that just the flavor profile?
So it has evolved. There are a few items over time. You know, it's been a natural product root in America for centuries, but it has evolved over time, and now there are some other ingredients that are put in there as well.
Okay, very good. So as you built out your portfolio of sodas, how have you gone about identifying the brands that you wanted to add to the mix? And talk us through that process a little bit. You recently acquired Green River and Black Bear, you know, two iconic brands that have been around since 1920?
Earlier.
Okay.
Yes. Jeff, great question. So we have we call it organic growth. We are on a growth path. That's the investors and the board, all local. We have grown with Andy, John, and others. We have grown the company quite a bit. And Sprecher and its core, you know, Fire Brewed has grown. However, as your, you know, the commercial of one of our competitors, the Better For You soda showed people, that the tastes are evolving. I think craft soda is where craft beer was about 20 years ago. The consumer's tastes are discerning. They want different things. Some want it better for you. They want a hydration and recovery product. They want an energy product. They want just pure taste and, you know, an indulgent product. They want a zero calorie. And all of that, and when we go to a new customer, whether it be a Kroger or a Costco or a Walmart or local Sendex or Menards, the buyer says, give me a choice for my consumers. And we want to be a craft beverage, independent, locally sourced, one-stop shop for them, all made here in Wisconsin, but all the variety of different beverage, non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages for our consumers.
So how do you resist then not chasing the trends? You know, we talked a little bit earlier before the show about kind of the non-sugar alternatives, and a lot of those are chemical-based. They're still being studied. How do you walk through that process of, hey, we're sugar, we're honey, but the consumer is saying we want less sugar?
Yes. And look, sugar and honey have been there for millennia, right? Thousands of years, and we've done fine with it. Now these new alternatives have come in, and yes, some consumers demand it. And some of these are well-tested, and others are not. So it does say zero calories, zero sugar, but if it's made in a lab with chemicals, you don't know what's in it, right? So, but the consumers are demanding it, and I get the calorie need. So we're looking at what's best for our consumers and our taste profile, and that's what we make But we don't follow fads or trends. We are all about taste and giving the best product to our consumers. We are getting into the energy space with Juvie, the brand we purchased recently. It's a nootropics, as well as it's got the vitamins and it's got the energy with the caffeine.
And what are the ingredients then in Juvie?
So it does have caffeine in it.
Okay.
And it has some vitamins and some other. It's an even keel energy. Gamers made it, so they're big into video gaming. Ula Lemon is a low-calorie lemonade, sort of better for you. So we are also doing that, but not giving up on our history and our core, which is the Sprecher, root beer and cream and orange and my favorite favorites and will always be.
And is
real
there
sugar.
A caffeinated root beer?
Yes.
In your portfolio?
We did. We came up with an energy root beer. We call it, it has a little punch to it. It's about 120 milligrams of caffeine. So it's about 2 cups of coffee.
Okay.
And it's available at Sprecher.com as well as in some stores. So absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back from the break, I want to have you talk a little bit more about the Green River and Black Bear acquisition specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know those are historical brands that people are really tuned into, especially with St. Patrick's Day coming in. The lime green flavor and the bright lime color of Green River is something that people are really, really attached to. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We're really happy to be joined by the CEO of Sprecher Brewing Company today, Sharad Shahadad. And he is going to tell us all about cans, bottles, what's the mix there, and what's the innovation around robotics that's powering forward the canning space for you?
Yeah, Jeff, thank you. Yes, a lot of craft beer, as you know, has moved to cans from bottles. We are a big bottling plant. We're adding a new bottling line, but we've also added a new can line from ProBrew here in Waukesha. And because it's easier to carry, it's lighter, boats, swimming pools, parks, etc. And we also are in a process of acquiring this Germantown facility for variety packing. We're working with EDWC there and Zilber, etc. It's a huge 130,000 square feet space with a robotic line which takes 4 different flavors of cans and puts it in these variety pack box because consumers want a taste and they get a flavor for all of that. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. So I saw recently that at Whole Foods Market, Athletic Brewing Company now sells more of its NA beer than any other beer, including all the alcoholic beer. That's a space that Sprecher currently isn't in. Is that something you're looking at in the future? And kind of what are the challenges of getting there?
Yeah, that's a great question. Consumers' tastes, as you know, are evolving. NA, non-alcoholic beer, has become a very big market. Our consumers are asking for it. Our core is still, the German and Belgian, the ales and the lagers, the Black Bavarian, Abbey Triple, Special Amber, and, of course, Pineapple Express.
We did just get a text in from the 920 saying, please ask them if they still make Black Bavarian.
Hey, I brought some for you, Jeff, and your colleagues here at the studio.
So for the texter that chimed in, I'll get you one of these. Don't worry about it.
We love the Black Bavarian. It's my favorite beer. It's a German dark lager. It was Randy's favorite too, Randy Sprecher's. And yes, NA, we're looking at it. But soda is keeping us quite busy with the energy drinks, the Juvie, and Ula Lemon and O2 hydration. We're looking at that too. And of course, we've got our hands full with our Sprecher cans and bottles. Mm-hmm. Sure.
So when you evaluate the building out the soda portfolio, is it about flavor? Is it about just finding the right brand that is acquisition ready? How do you fit that mix into your decision making?
So my learning in the last 4+ years has been, beverages is such a close to the heart thing. Everybody loves it and makes a great soda or beer at home and as a home brewer and thinks, now I'm going to be in the soda beer business. It's a little bit more complicated than that. And then we have a vertically integrated brewing operation, production line, bottling, canning, warehousing and sales. And we have a whole team that supports that. So to build a brand, you got to nurture it and take it through sales and so on. There's a lot to it. Our number one thing is flavor and taste.
Okay.
Sprecher's built on that. It's the best tasting soda, period. Okay. That's our core, fire brewed with honey. But we also understand our consumers would like low calorie and zero calorie and lemonades and energy drinks, and rounding out our portfolio with hydration and recovery and et cetera. And we are going to have that. And that's our criteria for growth. Our core has to grow first 15-20% every year. In addition, we want to grow with acquisitions of these smaller brands, which are great product, but they just don't know how to get to the next level, and we can help them get there.
Okay. Yeah. If you live in the Metro Milwaukee area, you'll remember the Sprecher restaurant at the Bayshore Town Center. Last year, it was open as a bar. I want to know, is it coming back this summer? All this and much more when we come back from the break. This is The Upswing.
Bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands. Where's that?
Welcome back. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined today by Sprecher Brewing Company CEO Sharad Chadha. And we are talking the future of soda and much, much more. What can I still go to the brewing company and get the beer and soda tour? Like, always one of my favorites, but talk about like the innovation around the tour and how that's changed maybe in the couple of years that you guys have owned the company.
Oh, come over, Jeff, and all your listeners are invited too. It's one of the top rated tours of the state, and we get filled up. So online, you can book it Tuesday through Sunday.
Okay.
Caroline, the team do a great job. We have great tour guides. So it's for kids and families. So during COVID, of course, we couldn't do it. But since then, people from all over the country and the world come. And it's amazing. You can see how we bottle it, how we can it. You can actually see it happening. And also the brewing part where the soda is also brewed like beer, and our brewers are there. It's a fun tour.
Good, yeah. Good. What are some of the best questions you've gotten along the tour? I mean, you probably don't guide every tour personally, right?
Sometimes I do, but oh, I'm nice. Sort of incognito. But what happens is people, a lot of our consumers, you all, your listeners are the ones who tell us the new ideas. We call it Soda Lab or Open Innovation, where the consumer gives an idea. It'll be a 10-year-old kid, and I heard this, and it was touched my heart, and he said, this is the best day of my life. I mean, imagine a kid getting free soda. But he wanted peanut butter, whatever. And we'll test it. We'll put it in the tap room. If it's good, we'll bottle it or can it. If it's great, we'll package it and ship it out. So we can do that, too, for beer and soda. Sure.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So last summer, you were open at the Bayshore Town Center as kind of a beer extension off of the kind of the common area there for special events. There used to be a Sprecher restaurant there. That talk about kind of the future of the brick and mortar for Sprecher Brewery. Can we see other bars, other restaurants around the state? Is that a plan of yours?
Yeah, no, quite frankly, no. We want to focus on brewing, bottling, canning, warehousing, and sales. That's our core, and marketing and sales of our Sprecher brand and all our other brands, Juvie, Ula Lemon, Green River, WBC, etc. But we did do that experiment. Brick and mortar restaurants are hard. Labor has always been a challenge. It's become even harder. COVID hit us really hard. We opened it during the summer. City of Glendale, Bayshore wanted us. We did. It was a expensive experiment, finding people and getting it all there. So I don't know if we'll do it again, quite honestly.
Okay.
But we are open to ideas and come to me. But our core is making great soda and beer and selling it all over the world. And okay. So keeps us busy.
Will the Sprecher Brewing Company County Parks Beer Gardens be back?
Yes, we love that. We are a great community builder, as you know. We sponsor with the Milwaukee County Parks, which is one of the best park systems in the world. We have our own Sprecher fire trucks, vintage trucks, which are jigged to pour beer and soda.
Okay.
And we do that with the Milwaukee County Parks. We'll do it again this time. And it's fun. We also have benches and others, and all of that goes to the county and the parks. And it's a real fun thing. And community comes, and people get a smile on their face when on a nice warm day they get a beer or a soda. I mean, and Sprecher root beer. It's fun. Yeah.
Beer gardens, they're such an important part of the economy in our fine state. And I just love the origin story of the beer garden, too. Like, the legacy brewing families in Wisconsin built them as a way to be around their family. But to test market their products. And it's just such a unique intersection of community building and economics 101.
Jeff, you got it. I was surprised to learn that we are one of the only states in the country that allows beer in the park system. And soda, and people can openly sort of buy it and get it from the city and the county, which is fun.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap up our conversation when we come back. I want to get further into the heart and mind of the Sprecher CEO, ask some kind of personal questions in terms of how he schedules his day. Ask him, you know, if you had this magic Milwaukee wand, Sherrod, how would you wave it and what would you want for our community? Coming up next, all this and a whole lot more on The Upswing. Thanks for joining us. We're back with our hometown root beer, the CEO of Sprecher Brewing Company, talking all things soda, beer, and much more. I wanted to read a couple of talking text lines for you. From the 920, please, see if you can bring back 50-50, that sweet and sour soda mix. I guarantee you will have a bunch of new consumers, liquor stores, grocery stores, distributors. There's nothing like an old-fashioned whiskey sour made with 50-50. Do you have that type of product, I mean, in your portfolio or?
You know, we don't. That's a great idea.
There you go. Test marketing live on The Upswing.
I love that idea.
This is what it's all about.
So thank this listener, and he or she is welcome to come and visit Sprecher and give us this idea, and we'll make it. We'll probably call it something cool. That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay, very good. All right. Add it to the mix. What's your favorite soda, Sherrod?
So, you know, I got to be honest. My favorite is the cream. It's like drinking candy. It's my indulgence, and I love it. But, of course, root beer is our number one. So.
Yeah. All right. I like the ginger beer. I like kind of the ginger infusion, and you get that, like, bite.
Yes.
With ginger, like I don't know. I'm a big fan of ginger. So, what has been the biggest surprise in your couple of years at Sprecher?
You know, entrepreneurship, and especially sort of a mid-sized company. Now we're up to 150 people. It's a responsibility. You can touch lives and in a very personal way. We had a couple of people buy their first homes, and we helped them do that. A daughter getting married, kids going to college. We helped them to buy a car. They're busing in the morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock for the first shift in the cold. And if they can buy a car, and we can help that out, that touches you very personally. So that was one of the big aha. And so I take it very seriously and high responsibility. It's a lot of load on our shoulder. Plus, growing a small company nationally, you're fighting against the big boys and girls, right? You have the Coke, Pepsi, Keurig, Dr. Pepper, multi-billion-dollar brands, and we are this little company from Wisconsin. But we are holding our own, and we can punching above our weight class, and we're definitely going to continue to grow with our consumers and all your listeners. Yeah. Keep buying our product. We love it.
So from a marketing and advertising standpoint, how do you continue to kind of punch back against the big guys? It's probably a daily fight, right?
It's a daily fight. It's an hourly fight. And what happens is, for example, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And Green River is such a big Chicago and, you know, everywhere, St. Patrick's, you know, big Irish holiday, etc. And what we do is we try to get our product in distribution and in the stores, whether it's Jewel Osco or Kroger, Pick and Save, Sendex, everywhere, Menards, well in advance. But to get it all there, we have to build inventory, plus the marketing. So you're competing against the biggest. And how do you do that? Sometimes we have to pay slotting fees. Sometimes we have to pay, you know, extra monies and advertising and influencers. All of that, besides making a great soda. So there's a lot to it. But we do good. Our team does a great job, and I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, all while striving to kind of keep costs consistent for the consumer and, you know, and make money along the way, right?
Those are the
ever-evolving challenges, for sure. So I like to ask people, especially CEOs, when we have the opportunity to talk, I give you a kind of a magic Wisconsin or Milwaukee wand, and you can wave it. What do you do with it?
Yeah, you know, that's a very good question, and that hits right at the heart. I love Milwaukee. I've been here for almost 30 years, on and off. My wife's from here. My kid goes to school here. I think we can do a lot more from an entrepreneurship in creating jobs and keeping them here. Sometimes we lose great talent. Many of them come back to Wisconsin, but when I came to America, Milwaukee was the 17th largest city in America. And just to give you an example, Charlotte, North Carolina was the 23rd. Now Charlotte is the 16th, and we're like the 23rd or 24th. So I hate to lose our talent and give it to the other states. Maybe they have better weather, but so what? We have great weather. Look at this.
That's right.
This winter has been nice. So it's about entrepreneurship. It's about creativity. It's about creating jobs and keeping them here and building our community, which we love to build as Sprecher. So that's what I'd love. For all the entrepreneurs and people listening, we can do it.
Very good. All right. And finally, final question. Define success for us, Sherrod.
A Sprecher sip on every lip.
Oh, baby. That's it. That's what it's all about, especially on a Friday here in the state of Wisconsin. Sprecher Root Beer. Thank you very much to the Sprecher Brewing Company CEO, Sherrod Chadha, for joining us today. We'll see you next week.